Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I would say he's certainly in the conversation of the top dozen quarterbacks. And if Jaden Daniels was a top 10 quarterback last year based upon what he did, I think May could end up certainly in that same conversation. He's playing like one of the five best quarterbacks in the league.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for hanging out and for being here. Remember, you can listen on the Alexa device to say, hey, Alexa, play WEEI Boston Sports Radio. It'll bring you right here. So that's Tommy Kern earlier this week. The conversation started to percolate, especially around on the national level. Is Drake May a top five quarterback? John, would we say five is too high of a number?
I would say so. And like when I think of top five quarterbacks, I know Joe Burrow's hurt and probably out for the year and Lamar Jackson's been hurt, but I still include those guys in that. So if you include those guys, I think it's a little bit too high, but I think it speaks to what he's done this past year that we're even entertaining this as a conversation.
So let's just, because half the league does not have quarterbacks. The other half has either a piece of a quarterback. It's like two things. About 13 teams have a quarterback, right? Then there's going to be about four or five that have a quarterback. They're trying to figure it out. And then the rest, they really don't have a quarterback, or maybe even more than that four or five. So like those ones that would be in like that purgatory area, I would put like a Sam Darnold. What's the guy in Arizona?
Kyler Murray.
Who else would be in that mix? I would say C.J. Stroud is
Geno Smith.
I think C.J. Stroud is probably trying to get himself out of that kind of purgatory area. And then you get to some areas like they just don't have a quarterback. But the ones that are really, really bad that don't have a quarterback, they're not in this conversation. So I'm gonna give you like a Baker's dozen. You like that? Baker's dozen of names. And then over time, by the next break, we'll figure out what numbers would you put next to these guys. This is in no particular order. This is not one through five. I've got Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Herbert, Hurts, Daniels, Prescott, Stafford, Goff, Love, Mayfield, and May. Those 13 names, I think, would categorize your top level of quarterbacks in the league. Would you?
Yeah,
would
that upper echelon, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Like really, 12 is not one, but one is also considerably different from 12.
Guys you can win with, at least.
So before we get into the break here shortly, who would you put at your number one?
So I think it's going to be Josh Allen, right? MVP last year. He's been awesome, really, over the last two, three years now, especially since Joe Brady became the OC there and he started turning the ball over less. But it's going to be Josh Allen for me, number one.
Well, you know, you've heard the term, you've got to be the, in order to be the man, you've got to beat the man. I think they were saying this a little bit about like, if Drake May wants to start to get into that conversation, you're going to have to beat Josh Allen. Well, I would say, wouldn't that apply to Josh Allen in relationship to Patrick Mahomes?
So it's funny because I don't like he has beaten Mahomes in some games, not in playoff games, but
the ones that really count.
Right. But to me, honestly, KJ, that's more about Mahomes. I think this year he hasn't played that well. Last year he was a little up and down. Look, I still think he's a top five quarterback all time. He's a tremendous player. I still have him in my top five now in the league. But I think Allen, at least right now, in this short, 2025, is better than him right now.
Okay, I can't disagree with that, but I'm thinking like in terms of...
I get what
of,
you're saying. I do right. get what you're saying.
So that leads us to who would you put at number two?
To me, it's Lamar Jackson.
Really?
And it's similar because what you just said about Mahomes, you could say about Jackson when it comes to him against Mahomes and against Allen. But I think that Ravens team, like I didn't think he played that well a couple of years ago in the playoffs, but overall... I think that's been more he's been let down by Zay Flowers making mistakes or other – and I don't want to just single out Zay Flowers, but, like, that mistake he made in the playoff game a couple of years ago, there's – I feel like sometimes he's been let down by other guys making mistakes around him. I think he's been tremendous overall, and he's a much better passer than people give him credit for, too.
See, that's interesting because I have Josh Allen at two only because even Lamar Jackson hasn't been able to get – he hasn't even been able to touch Patrick Mahomes – as well as Josh Allen has been able to get close to Mahomes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I get it. Like, yeah. They've been further down on the list.
Right, like, there's no way that I could put Lamar Jackson, MVPs, that's really great, but he has not been able to get close to the sun, which has been Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, the way that Josh Allen has. Like, keep in mind, Josh Allen, what he did in the old rules of the NFL, like, they've changed two different rules just because of Josh Allen getting that close to Patrick Mahomes. One is the overtime rule, and the other is the possession. One is the touchdown rule, the newer one, the touchdown rule. Like now, just because you score a touchdown doesn't mean the game is over. You're still going to get right. And the other one, which is hey, just because you get the ball, kick a field goal, you win. So those two things are directly tied to Josh Allen. And I believe if Josh Allen beats Patrick Mahomes directly, it may not even be an AFC championship. It could be a one versus. Six. It could be like it could be a 1-6 matchup. It could be one of those situations where, let's say, the Chiefs could beat the 3 seed, but then lose to the Bills the following week because they're the lower seed team. I think the Chiefs are going to be a lower seed team. I think the Bills, if they can beat the Chiefs this year, doesn't matter when it happens, and still go to the Super Bowl but not win, I'm going to move Josh Allen ahead of Patrick Mahomes because he's been able to do it. So who do you have at three?
So then to me, it's Mahomes. And okay. I know, again, Mahomes was kind of up and down last year and had a really bad Super Bowl. And he's been good. I think he's been really good, but not great this year. They've had some great moments, but he's still Mahomes. And he still does things that most other guys can't do at times. So I still have, even though he's not my slam dunk number one like he was 2 and 3 years ago, he's still right there at three for me.
So I have Lamar Jackson at three just because you do all these great things for 17 weeks, and then you get to the playoffs, and you absolutely crumble. And because of that, I don't know how I can say you're one or two. I can't say you're one or two because you haven't beaten the man, and you've seen Josh Allen get closer to the man than you've been able to. Now, I think part of that is John Harbaugh and some of his coaching decisions, but also at the same time, I think there's what takes away from Lamar Jackson, I think, getting to me from him from three to two is – when you've got Derrick Henry behind you and you and Derrick Henry are doing kind of the same thing, I don't know if it's a way to win, right? Like, I don't want to say what a quarterback is, but it's just a way to win, but it's not the way that these other two guys that I have ahead of them winning.
Yeah, I do think Jackson is a better passer than people give him credit for because they see Derrick Henry and they see Lamar himself run all over the place. When he stands there and actually is a passer, he's also really great then, but I think sometimes it gets overshadowed because, again, he's such a great runner and Derrick Henry's the best running back of the 21st century.
All right, we're talking, where is Drake May in this pantheon of quarterback rankings in the league currently? John has Josh Allen 1, Lamar Jackson 2, Mahomes 3. I have Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Jackson 3. Who do you have at 4? Because this is where I think the conversation gets interesting. And how you make the case.
Yeah, four, I agree with you because you could make a case at four for Matt Stafford. You could make a case for Baker Mayfield. You could make a case for Justin Herbert. I'm going to put Joe Burrow at four. Okay. And the only reason he's not higher is because of his injury problems, right? Like that Bengals team has no defense. They haven't in a while. Their offensive line's been bad his whole career. And let's not forget, he went into Kansas City and beat Mahomes in an AFC championship game.
Yep, that's
went
right.
into Buffalo, beat them in a playoff game too. So he's gone into these places. He's won. It's just he started last year injured, and they couldn't get off the ground right away, and now he's going to miss most, if not all, of the rest of this year due to injury. So if his health was better, if his offensive line was better, if his health had been better, I would put him higher on this list. He's just, he hasn't been in there enough over the last couple of years and hasn't been healthy enough for me to be able to put him higher on the list.
Okay, don't laugh at me when I tell you who's number four. You ready?
No.
Jalen Hurts. No, totally kidding. I think Jared Goff is the fourth best quarterback in the league. I really do, and here's why.
You and I are polar opposites on him.
Here's why. What he does everything very good that doesn't require him to have to be super extremely great at something. If you've seen his completion percentages, how he spreads the ball around, I think why Jared Goff gets the knock is because of what happened to him in Los Angeles, right? The Raiders, he's a game manager, the mistakes he made, him and Sean McVay. I think Jared Goff, because he's in the NFC, you would say, okay, you don't hear much about it because you don't think of all these quarterbacks that we have really at 1, 2, 3. I think is probably everybody's three, in your four, are all AFC guys. I think Jared Goff is at four, only because you now see Detroit consistently being the team that you have to beat or compete with along with the Eagles in the NFC. And I just put Jared Goff at four. And a part of it why I put him ahead of Joe Burrow, who I have at five, is because Joe Burrow is out and because that team, the way it's structured, you would figure Joe Burrow should be able to even do more. I know he's done everything, but you feel like he should be able to do more where you've seen with the Lions, everything seems to have been built around what Jared Goff does best, which is, I don't want to say, I hate using game manage, but efficiency, right? Like you're not asking, when Jared Goff isn't taking risks, I don't think there's anybody better in the league, but these other guys ahead of him are all risk takers.
The reason I disagree with you on Goff is I think, and we saw this a little bit in the playoff game last year against Washington, if you want to beat the Lions, it feels like defenses want Goff to throw. Like they want to get him in shotgun and they want him to have to pick a defense apart and throw, and they don't think he can do it. Because a lot of the stuff the Lions do, it's play action stuff, it's crazy run stuff, and don't get me wrong, Goff, I'm not telling you he's not good. He's a good player. He's made a lot of great throws in Detroit, and he's had a much better career since he left L.A. But it feels like when I watch defenses go against him, they're not afraid of him throwing the ball all over the place. So that's why I can't – again, I don't think he sucks, but I can't put him that high in mind for that reason.
Okay, I mentioned that Joe Burrow is my five. Who is your five?
So this is where it got interesting for me, like I said, with Burrow at four because of his health. I put Justin Herbert at five, and he's got – some things he still has to prove, right? Because when you watch him play, all the talent is there, right? All the throws are there. All the reads are there. The physical tools are there and everything. But they still can't win playoff games there in L.A. And now they have Harbaugh. They have Omarion Hampton. They have all these pieces. This should be the year that they win at least one, if not multiple, playoff games. And if they don't, then we're going to turn around and say, all right, maybe there is some deeper organizational problem here or some quarterback. I don't know. But, like, I put him at five. He has the potential to go higher, but it's just he's got to actually win something before I put him any higher.
Okay, so neither John nor I have Drake May as a top five QB in the NFL. So since that's settled, when we come back, what number would you put on him? 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. KJ Lyons, it's now time to trend with Jason Ward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here with us. We've been talking about Drake May and the mention that Tommy Kern believes that Drake May is a top 12 quarterback in the league. And John and I have been going through the quarterbacks in the league. Now, we're not going through every single one, but there's kind of like a baker's dozen, if you will, of quarterbacks that you could say, hey, some are not going to be number one, but these guys are also not. These guys also offer something to the game and when you watch them, right? So John's first five goes Allen, Jackson, Mahomes, Burrow, Herbert, correct?
Yes.
Mine goes Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Goff, Burrow. So we got through the first top. We got through the top five to say that Drake May is not a top five QB in the NFL. Like, let's go ahead and put that to rest. I don't know how anybody could come to that conclusion at this point. Probably the only varying difference that we have is we have Allen and Jackson, and Mahomes moved around between the two of us. I have a surprise in Goff at four. John, I think, has a little bit of a surprise at Herbert at five for me, just because I've seen quite a bit of failure in the playoffs. Like, it's like, So now let's get to that next, which would be 6 through 10. So who would you put after Justin Herbert for you?
So I would go Matt Stafford here, and it was a tough decision between him and Baker Mayfield for me, and Herbert, kind of like that group of guys. But I put Stafford here, and look, not only is he leading the NFL in passing this year, and he's played great this year, I think it's worth noting, too, if you remember when the Rams won the Super Bowl in 2021, remember how they just traded all their draft picks over several years, pretty much, and went all in to win? And a lot of times when teams do that, even if they win, not long after they're really bad, right? Because that talent gets older, that talent leaves. And the Rams have stayed good, right? They were in the divisional round of the playoffs last year, almost beat the Eagles in Philly. They're good again this year. And I think part of that is a credit to Sean McVay. Part of it's a credit to the front office. They've used the draft picks they've had really wisely. But a huge part of the credit is how well Matt Stafford has played over the last few years.
Yeah, I don't think we expected Matt Stafford to kind of have like this now third act that he's in. Because at one point we're thinking, like, remember he was having issues with the back again. This one, Baker Mayfield was his backup at one time. And you're like, okay, what does it look like for Stafford moving forward? I think there were even talks about potentially someone else trying to get Stafford. And Stafford, I think, one, because he put Cooper Kupp on the map and what Cooper Kupp had become. And then now Puka Nacua, where you did not see these things coming. So with you, I actually have Matt Stafford at six as well. So let's go ahead and move to number seven. Who do you have?
To me, that's Baker Mayfield, and he's been really good. Like, they've he replaced Tom Brady and the Bucs are still good, right? As we saw in New England, it's very difficult to replace Tom Brady somewhere. He's replaced him. They've remained competitive, right? They won the division last year. And this year, you know, like he's gotten better and better pretty much each week. Like his completion percentage has gone up. His yards have gone up, right? His touchdowns have continued to increase. He's only thrown one interception this year, 10 touchdowns. And how about that game, KJ, against Seattle last week? That alone might have got him into the top, four or five in my mind. I was that close to doing it. 379 yards last week, an 88% completion percentage, a win on the road against a pretty good Seattle team. I got Mayfield at 7, but I will say this. I think of all these guys we've named so far, Mayfield is the one guy that I think as this year progresses has a chance to make a huge jump forward. Because a lot of these guys, they're kind of going to be in this range. I don't think they're going to move a lot. Mayfield has a chance. He's gotten so much better over the last couple of years, and he's even getting better as the season goes on. If we make this list in December or January, KJ, I might have him a few spots higher.
I think where I have Mayfield now, maybe where you have him, I mean, where you have Mayfield now is where I may have him later. I understand what I'm seeing. I understand what I'm seeing here over the last, I would say, the better portion of last season and into this season for him. Yeah, again, Tampa, all they needed was a quarterback, right? They had all that talent there. When Brady went there, it was really a high level of understanding of the game, and the best mind who's ever quarterbacked at the game went down there. That's why I thought Tampa was an easy fit for him. I didn't think it would be very difficult for Brady when he went there. At 7, I actually have Jordan Love. And the reason why I put Jordan Love there is because while I wasn't a believer early on, I can see how they believe in him very much so there now. And as the season continues to go on, I think Jordan Love will end up getting better. But at the same time, though, I don't know how much better he will get in this pantheon of people ahead of him. Maybe as Stafford ages out, maybe Love, I think maybe even Love could potentially drop with other guys as they move forward. But I think Jordan Love is that guy who's probably always going to be in a conversation or maybe top 10, but never close. But he'll be closer to 10 than he is to 2. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah. And I think he'll be, and if you're the Packers, like if he can be in that range all the time with that coaching staff, that roster, you can be a really, really good team.
All right, who do you have at 8? We still haven't gotten Drake May, but he's getting close.
Dak Prescott at 8. And I know the Cowboys have been all over the place this year, and I know the Micah Parsons trade is the biggest thing that's, you know, biggest story around their team this year. He is second in the NFL in passing yards. They've put up a bunch of points, right? 40 points to the Packers in a tie, 40 points in the Giants. So I know the Cowboys have been kind of a mess this year, and that Parsons situation blew up on them, but Dak has been really, really good this year.
Ooh, we are far apart on that. At 8 is where I have Justin Herbert. And I would put Justin Herbert a little higher if I had seen more from him in the playoffs. So, right, he has all the intangibles. He's what some people call the ideal quarterback. But when put in situations that have been ideal, i.e. playoffs, we've seen him kind of wet the bed. But I still say he's a top 10 quarterback. I have him on the other side of 5 just because of some of the failures I've seen in the playoffs. Now, part of it is the weapons that he hasn't had. But if you're getting to the playoffs and you're still in that same division with the Chiefs, you're doing something right. So I have Justin Herbert at 8. Who do you have at 9?
So I never thought I'd say this name, KJ, at 9. I have Daniel Jones at 9. I mean, he's played
that is
well.
Off the grid.
And here's the thing. They're 4-1 right now. They've played really well. They've put up a bunch of points. He's played really well overall, and the reason he's not high, and I will say, he's kind of the reverse Baker Mayfield, where I said earlier I could see Mayfield jumping up a bit. I could see Daniel Jones sliding down this year potentially because the one time he's played two good defenses this year. One of them was the home game against the Broncos. They won 29-28. He threw for 300 yards. He was great. But the one time he's played a good defense on the road, it was the Rams, and he completed 73% of his passes, but he also threw two interceptions. So I don't know if he's more the guy that played against the Broncos or more the guy that threw two picks against the Rams. I'm not. So I put him at 9 right now, but it's kind of a shaky 9, if you will.
So my shaky 9 is Jalen Hurts. And I was debating because who I have at 10, I feel like I should interchange them. But because Jalen Hurts has won and because it hasn't been required for his arm for him to do it, but when it's been used, it's worked. they're defending NFL, they're Super Bowl champions, right? They've consistently gone far in the playoffs over the last several years. Look, Jalen Hurts isn't, if you say who's the first quarterback I would draft, Jalen Hurts, it's not that guy. But I'm like, how could a guy be a Super Bowl winner, consistent NFC competitor, and not at least be in the top 10? I put him at 9, but I could see him slipping. So who do you have at 10?
Yeah, by the way, the Jalen Hurts thing is odd because, like, in playoff games and especially Super Bowls, he's played fantastic. And
right.
Then he'll have regular season games where he looks terrible.
Right, this is why you dropped in the draft, right?
You know? So for me at number 10, and this was where I started to get into Drake May territory, I have Jaden Daniels. I put weight on getting to the NFC Championship game last year and kind of leading that team in his rookie year. But this is when I started to get into, like, whether it was Jordan Love, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Like, this is kind of that territory right now for me. So I have Jaden Daniels there. It's a little shaky, though, because May is right on his heels. But I give him, for being in the NFC Championship game last year, I still put him right at 10.
Everything you said, John, is why I have Jaden Daniels at 10. Right now we're getting into the area of, okay, who are some of these younger guys that are kind of cutting through, and you can see their forward momentum. You're right. I was kind of wondering, like, yeah, do I come off of Jaden Daniels, but what he showed, what he did going to the Rams on the road, against the Chargers. On the road.
That was a great win.
Right. It was a great win. So it said to me, like, okay, after the injury, this is where I can say that Jaden Daniels is a top 10 quarterback, because it feels like he's back on that track. If he'd come back and showed poorly and continued to do it, you could feel like that maybe we're looking at a bit of fool's goal. All right, you'll be shocked at who I have at 11.
All right, well, you know what? You go first, then, if I'm going to be shocked.
Baker Mayfield.
Okay, I have a much.
And the reason why I have Baker Mayfield is because I think I still hold on to some of the receipts that I've seen over the years, and I think, like, we are just starting to see the Baker Mayfield that was drafted number one, what he can be. I don't think he's top 10. He can get there clearly, right? I can see him passing Daniels. I can see him getting there past Herbert, right? If Herbert doesn't shine the way he should, you know, now. So I put Baker Mayfield at 11, but if you'd asked me a year ago at this time, Baker Mayfield probably isn't even in the top 15.
So for me at 11, this is where I get to Drake May. I have Drake May at 11, and I look at it because the Raiders game, the whole offense wasn't good, but the Raiders game, Drake May did not play well. That interception was the biggest play of the game, and also just he was missing open guys. He did not play well against the Raiders. He played much better against Miami, but then against Pittsburgh, he had another interception, didn't look comfortable. I think he had a fumble in that game as well, I think, right? So he didn't look comfortable there, but then he's followed it up with two really good games, and especially, I mean, some of those throws Sunday night against Buffalo were just fantastic. And I don't think it's a coincidence, KJ. The three games the Patriots have won are the three games that Drake May hasn't thrown an interception. That's not a coincidence. Like, when he doesn't turn the ball over and just plays his game and plays within the structure of the offense and obviously makes some great plays like the throw to Diggs on the rollout the other night, they win. Like, so that this is where I get to May, and I think May's a guy kind of like Baker Mayfield where – if I see what I've seen in the last 2 weeks kind of all year, then you're going to start to see May jump up on this list, maybe get to that, you know, 7, 8, 9 range there. But I'm at 11 right now.
I have at 12, Tommy Curran. Thank you. I have Drake May. Like, that's Jason Ward, our producer. Didn't I tell you during the break? I was like, no way. He said that he thinks that I have Drake May at 12 in terms of Tommy Curran saying Drake May being a top 12 quarterback. I didn't know that Curran had said that, but yes, Drake May is a top 12 quarterback. And I think because what you saw in Buffalo and how you've seen how this team has been calmed since he's become the quarterback, right? Like, if the idea of getting Joe Milton out of the building so that way it reduces the noise to help him, and this is what you're going to get, then absolutely fine. So Drake May, I have at 12. You have him at 11. And for our Dirty Dozen, who do you have at 13?
So for me it's 12, but I put
12. Yeah, who's your 12?
I put Jordan Love there. And I think he's going to be a guy that we might measure Drake May, because everyone talks about that draft class, and Jaden Daniels is going to be the key guy that I think everyone measures Drake May against. They went back-to-back picks. Daniels went to the championship game. Jordan Love's going to be another guy in that conversation because the Packers are always going to be good. He's going to be kind of in that playoff mix. I think he's going to put up some good numbers. And I know he got drafted before May, but he sat for a couple of years. So even his starting experience is a little limited right now because he sat. So I think, again, he wasn't in that 2024 draft, but that's going to be another guy, again, with Jaden Daniels and maybe eventually with Caleb Williams or Bo Nix that we kind of put in and kind of all compare together as the years go forward.
So here's what's fascinating before we reveal number 13 in this Baker's Dozen. I have noticed that you have not mentioned Jared Goff or Jalen Hurts yet.
Correct.
At all. You haven't. Wow. So I ask, who do you have at 13?
That would be Jalen Hurts. Yeah, and I put Goff. I put Goff right after at 14. Yeah.
Wow, I don't even have 14 names up here. Wow, yeah. You have him at 13.
Yeah, and I think like with Hurts, there is a lot like in the Super Bowls he's been in, he's played fantastic, and he's had some great playoff games. But then he'll have regular season games where it feels like he's not on the same page with his coaching staff or he's not on the same page with his receivers. I don't know. Like, there is – and I know people knock him for the running. Like, oh, he's just a big running back that can throw. People say that. Like, he is a pretty good passer. But he's not on the level of passer as the other guys that I mentioned ahead of him. He's just not. Like, he's a pretty good passer, but I kind of wonder, all right, if he didn't have A.J. Brown and he didn't have a top five offensive line in the league, would we look at him as a pretty good passer? Like, I think he is, as much as any of these other, and all, every quarterback that's good gets helped out by a supporting cast, right?
It's you know, our friends right. In Philly are just rolling right. Over in their hoagies right now.
Like, and look, hey, you can take it. Patrick Mahomes has had great players with him, right? Tom Brady had great players with him. Every quarterback gets helped out by great players, but I think Hurts has been helped out more than the other guys on this list.
I think we both probably could agree that Jalen Hurts is a declining number in the NFL quarterback conversation, would you not say?
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I am at 13. I mean, a year or two ago, maybe I would have had him at 8.
Yeah, at 9, I have him at 9, falling from probably around that 7 area in the conversation. You know, in terms of if you had the conversation last year, it would be a little higher, but I'm kind of downplaying. You know who I have 13? You'd be shocked.
Who?
Dak Prescott. Okay. And here's why. I'm not buying this whole first four games. Look what he's done. We've had all this tape and years. He should be in this conversation in the top 5 or 6 based on how long he's been in the league, the weapons that he's been able to have, right? Even when CeeDee Lamb goes and you still have George Pickens, like there are teams, like some of these quarterbacks, like Mahomes doesn't have something like that. Jackson doesn't have something like that. Allen doesn't have someone like that. So Dak Prescott has always been provided with some type of weapon almost at all times and has just still not been able to get the job done. All right, Jason Ward, our producer, who won the list? Who won it? Me or who? How do you differ anyway? Who won the list? Me or me or Lions?
I don't know about the Daniel Jones on it, but I agree with John's list the most. That's who I would give it to.
It's I never
are you
thought
stuck on
I
the
1, 2,
3, 4, 5?
I would have Baker Mayfield in my top 5 at 5.
Yeah, I'm right on the edge. Of him. Like, Mayfield to me is a fascinating guy because you go back to...
But my 5 is Burrow. Your 5 is...
Is Herbert.
Herbert.
But I think Mayfield... I really believe this, that by the end of this season, we're going to look at Mayfield, all of us, probably as a top 5 guy. Like, he has been so much better in Tampa than he was in L.A. with the Rams or Carolina after he left Cleveland. And Cleveland never gave him a fair chance, obviously. But he is trending in that direction. Like, he has been awesome, and especially the last couple weeks, like that Seattle game, that might be the best single game a quarterback's played all year so far, that Seattle game by Baker Mayfield.
You know who's my number 14? Oh. Mac Jones. Okay. I'm totally kidding. So I'll tell you what. Next, we will do the Lions Den here on KJ Lions. We still have to get to what the Red Sox are going to do in the postseason, and we'll look at tomorrow's game with the Patriots and the Saints. We'll get a final score, but we think how the game plays out. Hang out. It's KJ and Lyons. We're here to 6 here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KJ and Lions, WEEI. I'm going to play a little Metallica here. I mean, if I play Funky Worm, I can play Metallica too, can I not? 617-779-7937. We're minutes away from the Lion's Den. John and I, we haven't done this feature in months. Right. So even like the conversation.
I don't think we've done it since Joe Biden was president.
Oh, see.
Like, and that was 2022.
But why? Sorry, you know people get triggered.
I had to make that joke.
I would rather trigger people with Belichick and Jordan Hudson than anything that's on one of 17 cable stations that's got people riled up.
I did read that original Sin book, though. That was pretty good.
Who's that by? I'm not familiar.
That was the Jake Tapper book. I forgot who he wrote it with. I apologize to that guy, but it was pretty good. I'm a big nerd, so I read all those history and politics books, you know.
Yeah,
That's what I do for fun, KJ.
Well, I totally understand that, but I'm also one of those type of people, like, people's emotions are quicker than their thought processes.
Oh, 100%.
So I tend not to stoke those, right? So, because how dare you say something like that? I was just saying that cheese makes a hamburger taste better. That's all, man. There was no political statement to it.
And I would agree.
I would agree, KJ. But there is at least 50% of people that says, no, do you know what cheese does to your body and this, that, and everything? And do you know how they make the cheese now? And now suddenly a discussion about cheese making a hamburger taste better is now political. So that's why I'm like, if someone said, write down what you think KJ's political leanings are, what he's registered is, all that.
Didn't you run for election last year?
Yeah, we ran for election. Maybe that was the mistake. We ran as an independent, right?
Yeah,
there was ads running.
That's true.
I think that's when the people like,
that was a great ad. We should find that and play that. That was great.
Do you know the very first job that I ever had? I'm 16 years old. I worked on a gubernatorial campaign in New Jersey as a canvasser. Just because I had an interest in politics as a kid.
Really?
I still have that interest. I just don't discuss it at the place I don't own. I don't own this frequency. You know, like if this was my station, like personally, like I had the person cut out the lights, then maybe you might get a little of that pushed on you. But I don't push my politics on nobody. In fact, I hate it even when it's brought up at the dinner table. I'm like, two things you don't discuss at the dinner table if you want to have a decent house is politics and how is work, right? Because, and keep in mind, people say, well, you probably have a really easy answer when it comes to how is work. I'm mentally drained when I leave here. I know you are dealing with me.
Yeah, a little tired. Need a little nap after.
It's worn out. Yeah. It's just kind of like, can we just get a break here from this cagey guy?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will never touch that railing here. In my personal time, when we sit down and I don't have to worry about you, you know, with the camera, you know, with the light, you know, with the camera running or being recorded, we can have a really good conversation about some things. Oh, thank you so much. I just saw the texter, Eye of the Beholder, great song. Metallica. Yeah, I know, John, you're a big current hip-hop guy.
Yeah.
But I'm also like a Metallica snob where I'm like, it doesn't really get better after Injustice for All.
No idea what you're talking about.
I respect it.
Great band, all that. I just don't know anything about it. Isn't that
ironic? That's why I say I don't discuss politics, because one would not presume or partake that KJ would have any idea about Metallica. And one would not partake and think that John could talk about the differences in the in Migos what's the one that won?
I'm a big Polo G guy right now.
See that Went Legit remix?
I'm still playing.
You say Polo G, I say you mean Cool G rapping Polo.
Yeah, you're thinking about a t-shirt, right? A Polo shirt. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking about like older rappers, Cool G rapping Polo. So when you say Polo G, I'm thinking, did they get that from Cool G rapping Polo? It's like an odd couple here in a weird way, but in a way, there's actually a feature sitting. KJ and Lions are the odd couple. Am I teasing future events here on the show?
I just want you to find that political ad and play it again. That was great. That election.
That was like my favorite thing
you've ever done. That and but, Just a Jag.
I do them for you.
Thank you.
Isn't that a Bryan Adams song? Let's go to the text line before we get into. Before we get into Lions, then it's been so long since we've done that. All right, Jason, what do you have on the text line?
978 text about our earlier conversation. Love top eight. You just lost me. LOL.
Oh, he just lost you. Well, goodbye. Yeah, I kind of look at the future. Like, if you told me, because Jordan Love, all that stuff started talking last year, and I would say he kind of backed it up. He's also that person that if he doesn't perform, I could easily see him sliding from 7 to 12, or him and Baker Mayfield, who I have at 11, swapping places. I could see that as the season progresses. But because of what Jordan Love did last year, right, going on the road, winning in Dallas, in the playoffs, and so forth, and everything, and at the end of the top 10, yeah.
Yeah, Love's interesting, too. And the concept, too. If we're making a future list, like I have Matt Stafford at 6, he probably wouldn't be on a future list, right? He's 37 years old. But if we're making a future list, then yeah, Love probably would be a little higher.
You see, okay, well, they see how this is the odd couple. Next.
This one made me smile a bit. It was an 857 text, Drake May over Trevor Lawrence.
Man, hell yeah.
Yeah, and my thing with Lawrence is, and by the way, speaking of bad situations for quarterbacks, what he had with Urban Meyer was brutal, but that was a few years ago now, right? So it's been a while, and I think Lawrence has had some really good games this year, but then he's had some games like 178 yards passing against Carolina, 174 yards against San Francisco. Like, again, he threw four interceptions in the first three games, five overall this year. He's getting better, and the Jags are getting better, but I think May is playing better than him right now.
Yeah, Drake May is better than Trevor Lawrence right now, and let's just be honest. Trevor Lawrence has consistently been a Jag, and on the feature Jag, you're going to be the Jag.
Yeah, we've used his name as a Jag a lot more than I thought we ever would.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was nominated for Jaggy of the Year last year. All right, two more, and then we'll get into Lions Den.
978 text referring to Jalen Hurts here called cheating with the tush push.
I disagree with that. I actually have no problem with the tush push because it's a combination of the Eagles specifically built a team that has an elite offensive line and a huge quarterback to get in that situation and convert that play. So I really don't. Like, if another team, like if the Detroit Lions wanted to get a bigger quarterback than Jared Goff, they could run the tush push. The Buffalo Bills could if they wanted to a lot. I mean, they have Josh Allen and a good offensive line. It's all like they do it and no one else can. Like, they made a conscious effort to build their offense that way to be successful at that. I really don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the tush push because at the end of the day on the football field, if you don't want something to happen, you're supposed to stop it. And two, I do wonder, though, in the future, would it be a – would they be looking into a formation situation in terms of like how they're lined up on the formation, right? A victory form, because they generally line up in a victory formation, but just push it, but they just move it closer. But it's almost kind of like, all right, will the victory formation be deemed a particular formation that says, hey, you're lined up in this formation, you're not running a play to address the tush push? Like, do you have to line up differently if you want to do the tush push than the way that they're lining up in formation? Maybe that comes down the line, but I don't think anybody's going to, do you remember the teams that wanted to, wasn't it the Packers that voted to ban it?
They were one of them. Yeah, and but think about a team like the Packers.
Right.
They can't run it because Jordan Love's not big enough, and their offensive line is not quite good enough. They didn't build their team that. But that's what it is. It's not like the Eagles have some magic thing.
You know what? The tush push doesn't really get addressed until there's a helmet to helmet contact on a quarterback that puts that quarterback out on that play, and then you would have to make the argument they're a runner.
And that's the risk you run if you're the Eagles.
You run, right.
Like, to me, like that's the risk-reward. The reward is the play works a lot. The risk is your quarterback, is going to take some extra hits.
All right, remember, if you missed our interview with Seth Wickersham, senior ESPN writer, we'll replay that again at 5:20, and we'll also get into the Red Sox here in about 7 minutes in terms of what they do in the offseason. But now it is time for...
See the one about lions?
Yeah, loose to this head after.
King of the jungle.
All right, since we haven't done this we haven't done this in a while. John's coming with a remix to Lion's Den. I'm just going to follow along, so kick it off.
Yeah, so what KJ's politely saying is I forgot the format and did something different.
I never said that.
I'm all about honesty and accountability.
Way to pull down the curtain, John.
Yeah, I screwed it up. But no. I think you'll find this interesting, KJ, because there were reports this week that Bill Belichick had discussed buyout options with UNC, all that stuff. And I'm like, man, it's only 5 games in. That's pretty rushed. So I went back and looked, and what are some really short coaching stints in the NFL and college? So I found a few. I want to see if you remember any of these. All right, so let's start with the NFL. You remember Bobby Petrino with the Falcons?
I do, and then he had the motorcycle incident, and that got him out of there. I was living in Atlanta at the time.
13 games with the Falcons. How about Frank Reich with the Colts?
Yeah, that's
with the Panthers, I mean, right?
Okay. I was going to say, because he got back into the league. Yeah. Coaching Panthers got him out after one.
11 games, yeah. Urban Meyer with the Jaguars.
Who can forget dancing to the moonlight in the Columbus, Ohio bar with the young co-ed?
Oh, geez, that was...
While they're flying back from overseas.
Yeah. 13 games for Urban Meyer. And here's one more NFL one before I get to college. And this was one I didn't even know about until I started researching. Lou Holtz coached in the NFL in...
New York Jets.
In 1976, that's correct. He was the head coach of the New York Jets for only 13 games. He didn't last the whole season.
Do you know why I know that so well?
No.
My late uncle, who used to be a sportscaster at WTNH in New Haven, Connecticut, was on the practice squad before getting cut down to the 55-man roster, the 53-man roster. It was Lou Holtz that brought him in because Lou Holtz had gone and played against him when Lou Holtz was coaching at NC State and my uncle was a running back with his brother at East Carolina.
Okay, very interesting. And I
You know what? That kind of roared there. That kind of roared. I kind of like that. All right, what else you got?
Now, I got 3 guys from college, and I will admit I never heard of these guys till I started looking this up.
And it's not a bit you're stealing from anybody else. I'm just saying.
Mike Price from Alabama. You remember him?
I do remember him. He came right after Shula's son.
So he was at Alabama for only 5 months. Because after he got hired, he got caught spending a bunch of money in strip clubs and prostitutes and all that stuff. And I think there was some gambling involved. So he only lasted 5 months as the Alabama head coach.
Do you remember the years?
This was in the early... I think it was like 01-ish, 02.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and look. 2 more. Mike Haywood at Pitt. You remember him?
God, no.
He was there for 2 weeks. He got hired by Pitt. And it's actually a sad story. He got arrested for domestic violence, so they fired him. But he was there.
Damn, we could have skipped him.
He was for 2 weeks. But here's one. Okay. Here's the ultimate one, KJ.
Yes.
George O'Leary. You remember him?
Yes, the one who lied about his resume at Georgia Tech.
He was the Notre Dame head coach for 3 days.
Yeah.
Three days.
Because wasn't he with Georgia Tech? And lied about his resume, got the job at Notre Dame, and they fired him?
So he lied about his playing career, and he lied about parts of his coaching career. He was the head coach at Notre Dame. So technically, he can tell his great-grandchildren he was the head coach at Notre Dame, but he was the head coach at Notre Dame for 3 days, KJ.
Bro, he would still be there because everybody lies on their resume on LinkedIn, right?
Yeah, nowadays. Did you see Justin Tuck, by the way, works for Goldman Sachs now? That came across my Twitter feed earlier.
Hey,
someone put Justin
Giants
Tuck's
fan.
LinkedIn page up, and it's he works. He new it says New York Giants Super Bowl champ, and then Goldman Sachs.
Well, better than him than those numbers.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
Those that's true. Fingers. Wow.
You could say that he would cause some fireworks on Wall Street. Yes.
That's what you know. You'd say, you know, hey, I would always go with the short when it came to him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And is that a remuxed version of the Lions then?
I forgot the format, and I'll get it right next time. But I thought this was interesting. A lot of short coaching stuff.
So do we make this the new format, maybe? Pretend, is that something we discuss off air?
You know, I think we got to go to the KJ Carson Creative Services Department and workshop it, and maybe we'll see.
Yeah, you know how broke that department is?
I don't know how well-funded that department is, KJ, but it is quite productive.
There's no funding whatsoever. KJ and Lions continues next. Red Sox, are they going to spend? Here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.